Let's go now to Lydia with John Solomon.
And on the line with us right now is John Solomon of justthenews.com, intrepid investigative reporter. John Solomon, what do you have for us?
What a busy day, the first day of the Supreme Court nomination hearings for Ketanji Brown Jackson. Kind of went according to script. Democrats said that she was a great scholar, worthy of being the first African-American woman appointed to the court. And that, this is an important thing, that she wouldn't be a rubber stamp for President Biden's liberal policies, that she would enforce the law, not political motives. Republicans scored some points in the other direction. They began to take a look at some of the reduced sentences she handed out to sex offenders, some of the writings that she had about child sex offenders, and also things that she said about the government's right to prosecute, detain terrorists. And they building a case that maybe she will be soft on crime, soft on illegal immigration. And then there were some suggestions that before the hearing's over, we might hear a little bit about her views on critical race theory, which, as we know, is pretty unpopular in America and helped propel Governor Glenn Youngkin to the win in Virginia last year. So that was a big moment. Meanwhile, President Biden is getting ready to go to Poland, get near the war zone, try to prop up our allies in Eastern Europe. And today he put out a very ominous warning, saying that he has good intelligence suggests that the Russians are soon to attack the United States with a wave of cyber attacks.
Cyber attacks.
See, we stay on the sidelines. We still get attacked, right? So he asked all of the private business.
Meanwhile, John Solomon, he's giving the Russians $10 billion to build a reactor. Nuclear reactor
in Iran.
And meanwhile, they had to make their payment the bond payment. Russia had to make it a bond payment, and the U.S. allowed them to take the money out of their frozen account.
Yeah, no. So listen, we've been under Democratic administrations, we have been giving Russia concessions for more than a decade.
This morning on the radio, I said, if 2 years ago, before the election, Iran, Russia, and China got to decide who the next president of the United States was, they couldn't get it. They wouldn't be able to pick a better guy than Biden.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, his son used Russia, China, and Ukraine as a personal piggy bank. And in return, the Biden-Obama administration was very lenient with them, gave them billions of dollars of uranium contracts in the United States, allowed more oil and gas into the country, gave them some of the Skokovol technology that they now use for the hypersonic missiles. So policy of trying to achieve peace through appeasement has been well practiced for over a decade, and I think we're just seeing it again in the form of the Iran deal.
And what about Hunter Biden? There is talk. I'm seeing a couple of analysts saying he could be indicted. Do you think that's possible while his father is the president of the United States?
I think he could be challenged by the IRS.
John Solomon, what do you think?
It's going to be interesting to see. I am seeing activity at the grand jury consistent with the way prosecutors would be acting if they were about to bring an indictment. But hey, very recently we saw down in Texas that prosecutors brought allegations against Deshaun Jackson to the grand jury. The grand jury declined to comment. So you don't know what's going on behind the scenes. The activity is consistent with building a criminal case. And as we know, I had a story over the weekend in which we can clearly demonstrate from the emails on the laptop that has now been confirmed to be a real laptop that Hunter Biden was told years ago he hadn't paid taxes on his Ukraine money, the money he got from Burisma, and that they were scheming, talking, trying to strategize how he could avoid registering as a foreign lobbyist, even though he was contacting federal agencies and his team was contacting federal agencies on behalf of this Ukraine company. So there's evidence to suggest there might be problems in both taxes and foreign lobbying. Let's see what the prosecutors can deliver.
Anything new from Durham, John Solomon?
It's been a relatively quiet couple of weeks on the Durham front. There's, you know, a little back and forth between them and the lawyers for Michael Sussman, who seems to be mixing it up with the prosecutors. But it's been relatively quiet. Usually when it's quiet for a little bit, there's usually a surprise on the horizon. There is some activity going on behind the scenes, and there are some major witnesses that have struck cooperation deals with Durham, particularly those former FBI senior executives. So I'll have to see what that results in, but a lot of activity, but silence on the talking front.
Now, this Iran deal, I mean, why would they even do something like this? We had Larry Kudlow on Friday. Remember, John, what he was saying about this deal? It just blows my mind that our administration would have any part in this.
Yeah, listen, I had one of the proponents of the deal on my show today, Trita Parsi, a well-known advocate for trying to get a peace done. He said, listen, this is only going to buy us a couple of years. Don't be fooled. I'm for the deal, but it only buys us a couple of years. And Iran is really only a year away from a nuclear weapon. And it doesn't really matter what Joe Biden does. It just moves the can down the road a little bit. Is it really worth giving them billions of dollars propping up Russia just to get a couple of years? I think a lot of people are going to debate that and probably say no.
Well, thank you so much, John Solomon. Again, John Solomon, justthenews.com. That's justthenews.com. Thank you so much for all that you did.
Thank you, John.
My pleasure, guys. Have a good day.
And we'll be speaking more about this Iran deal with Michael Goodwin of the New York Post. His premier article, Joe Biden's Iran plan is a total disaster. Can you believe that? $10 billion. And also want to make a mention of some programming coming up at 6 p.m. tonight and every weeknight. It's a 5-minute news brief, the 77 WABC evening news brief with Bob Brown on WABCradio.tv. Again, that's WABCradio.tv. Get caught up on all the news from around the world, from around the block. Again, at 6 o'clock until 6:05 right here on 77 WABC Radio and WABC Radio.tv.